Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Thursday, August 5th, 2021. And boy, on the show today, do we have some fun things to talk about, including a new little game I've been playing that I think you need to check out, as well as some details on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. So before we get to all that, don't forget, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-E-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So let's talk about this little game. Now, if you follow video games, either, you know, gaming websites or just, you know, some folks on Twitter, you may have seen this game popping up here over about the last week or so, because I sure did. I mean, this game kept coming up, and I remember playing this back in 2019 when it released kind of in like a beta form or early access, I think, over on Steam, and that is Splitgate. So back in 2019, it released as Splitgate Arena Warfare, I think it was called. It was a free-to-play first-person shooter, and it is now released on pretty much all the consoles, so your PS4, PS5, all your Xbox One series, all that good stuff, and it's free-to-play. And it had launched into beta, and the reason you probably saw a lot of it on your feeds over this last week is the servers just got bombarded. So the company that's making this game is called 1047 Games. They're a small indie studio, and they have somehow, guys, found a way to basically make one of the best Halo games in years. Now, obviously, Halo Infinite coming out this fall, and you know, it's not going to compete, I think, with Halo Infinite. But if you're looking for something right now for a lot of fun to play, just a game that is just pure fun, this game is it. I mean, it still kind of has that free-to-play sheen over it, I will say, you know, with the battle pass and all these rewards. And I mean, really all you're getting is like skins and that for your characters. But in terms of the gameplay itself, it is so much fun. It's like a love letter to Halo. I mean, the guys at 1047 Games clearly are huge Halo fans. And, you know, we're not talking Halo with like big team battle maps or anything like that. This is very much an arena shooter. So it's kind of like a love letter to Halo, and even I would even say games like Quake and Doom. But the gameplay itself is much slower than those. I mean, it really is grounded like Halo. But here's the hook. So you have a lot of the weapons like you have in Halo. You have a game that feel, or a gun that feels like the BR, you know, the battle rifle, gun that feels like the pistol, DMR, the assault rifle. All those weapons are all there. It's an even playing field, so you're starting with set loadouts. There are weapons dropping on each map. It kind of has this arena vibe to it. You know, some of the maps kind of almost feel like you're literally playing in an arena in front of a crowd. The way the announcer talks, all that kind of feels kind of like that. But then there's some other maps where you're actually playing. One I played earlier today was on like this lava level. And so you're kind of going between like these, you know, almost like fuel depots, and there's lava kind of all over. Almost imagine like Mustafar, but not as dark and grim. But the hook to the game is not only are you shooting, but they blended Halo with Portal. So you have on your left and right bumpers portals that you can shoot. So one with the left, one with the right. And you literally, there's certain areas around the map where you can shoot one portal, shoot another one, you walk through it, and it transports you to the other side. To the point where you could have an enemy across the map, and you can see one of those areas where you can shoot your portal. You can shoot one, kind of hide behind some cover, shoot the other portal, and then literally see through your portal and shoot them in the back. Now, if that kind of messes with your brain, it is a little bit to kind of wrap your head around. I found myself not really utilizing that too much. And even within the game itself, not too many people using it. There was one time, though, where I felt super badass, super empowered because, yes, my friends, I used it. I had a moment where there was a shoddy snipers game mode, which, by the way, the game modes in here are straight out of Halo. I mean, I literally played Oddball like three times this morning. But there was a shoddy snipers mode. And it was, I did it once on this kind of like much larger open map that almost felt like you're kind of in the middle of the desert with kind of like some raised areas in that. But there was one where it was a shoddy sniper's kind of in this closed building. And so it was kind of odd to have that there. So I was pulling my shotgun out a lot. But you could even do like no scope shots with the shoddy, and it's like two hit body shots or just a, you know, one hit headshot. But I was being chased. And I knew a guy was coming around a corner, and there was kind of like this ramp to go up, and he was kind of coming from a door at the bottom of the ramp. So I shot a portal above the entrance to that door, knowing he was coming because I could see him on my radar, shot the portal. He came in, started chasing me, ran up the ramp, and I, as I was running, shot my right portal, walked through the portal, ended up coming out down the door behind him, and he got confused, didn't know where I was, and I was able to shotgun him in the back. That in itself was it. I won. Like, right there, I was like, I won Splitgate. I win. Like, what else is there now? I won. I did it. Like, just complete the battle pass for me. I did what you want me to do with the portals. I did the thing. I win. Like, it was so satisfying. It was awesome. And then on top of that, like, the game, for some reason, and, you know, part of me was thinking, like, is this bots? But it's not, because when I was going into some of the lobbies, you can hear the other team, and they're all talking. I've been getting a lot of kills, guys, like, a lot. And part of me is wondering, like, if a lot of people playing this are coming from Call of Duty, and they're not used to playing Halo. The time to kill in this just feels right. It feels, I don't know. All I got to say is, if you're a fan of Halo, go play Splitgate. Even if you're a fan of first-person shooters, go check this game out and give it a little bit of time. Play a couple of the matches. I think at first you might be like, kind of feels, I don't want to say cheesy, because that's not the way to say it, but it almost kind of has that feel. But as you start playing it, and the matches, the timers on every match is 8 minutes, so they're quick. And you're playing to 50 like you typically do in Halo, but the time's running quick. I mean, even the oddball match we played was 200 seconds to win, still an 8 minute timer on there. Like, it's just, you're in, you're out, the shooting is snappy, it feels good. They got a hit on their hands. Like, I'm really surprised at how good this game is. The problem they have right now is, and like I mentioned, why you might have been seeing this come up in your feed last week, was number one, they tried to launch it kind of out of beta on the consoles and the PC with crossplay, which in itself is awesome. But the problem is because they're just kind of this small indie studio, they didn't have enough servers kind of set up ready to kind of hit that server load. So their servers had to come down and kind of bump on. So there are people playing yesterday. Like, I'm right now, as I'm recording this, it's about 6:08 in the morning. I hopped on it probably like 5:10 this morning, played a couple matches before I recorded here, cause I wanted to get a little bit more hands on before I talked about it. I had to wait in a queue for maybe 2 minutes. It wasn't that long. You kind of log into the game or you fire up the game and it says logging in, and it's kind of sitting there, and then boop, and it put me in. Yesterday in the morning, I tried to log in around like 7 or so, try to get a quick match before work. Took about 7-8 minutes to log in. Last night I got home, you know, kids are doing some homework. Wife was, you know, getting stuff ready for today. Fired it up. Sat in a queue for 15 minutes, still was not in the game. So I was just like, screw it, I'll just go play Halo, right? I mean, I'm feeling like I want to play some Halo-type game, and I'll just go play Master Chief Collection a little bit. So the game right now has some problems. Reports online saying in prime times, like in the evenings, the wait times are like up to 90 minutes people are waiting to play this game. They are working on it, obviously, trying to get more servers up. You know, I don't know if me getting in this early was, I mean, obviously the time, because I was just in there early. I'm kind of in, you know, but I don't know, you know, as the days go on, when it's going to get better. So, you know, if you get into the game, just play it, check it out, and, you know, don't log off, I guess, if you're enjoying it. But, you know, obviously this is going to change soon. I mean, the success this game is having is just kind of mind-boggling. You know, I'm not going to say it's like Fortnite level success. Obviously they're not there, but it kind of has that feeling of like, it was that word of mouth when Fortnite really started in the very, very beginning, when it was just, you know, a couple people playing it, and then suddenly it just kind of started blowing up. That seems to be kind of the buzz this game is getting. It's, believe me, it's not going to get on the level of Fortnite. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is just, it has that feeling of like, so many people want to jump in and play this game. That it's, you know, it's pretty neat. It's fun to kind of be a part of that. So I would recommend, check it out. It's called Splitgate. It's available, like I said, on PC, and then everything else. You can go play it on, except for Switch, of course. But go check it out. I think you'd have a lot of fun playing it. It is neat. And, you know, the interesting thing is, like I said, it plays a lot like Halo. So I think a lot of people are going in thinking they need to aim down sights, you know, do all that, which you can, but you don't need to do that. It's very much that arena shooter that you know and love from years ago. And like I said, it has that Halo feel. I mean, I've played multiple times Team SWAT. You just kind of pick this casual playlist. You can kind of unlock the different game modes as you level up. So there's some modes I have yet, like Capture the Flag, things like that, I haven't unlocked yet. But Team SWAT is great. And, you know, it seems like a lot of people in that mode. I mean, I had a Team SWAT mode or a win earlier. And we won, I think I had like 38 kills. And part of it, I think, is because so many people are coming from Call of Duty where they're trying to aim down the sights. Remember, it's Halo. Just kind of put your reticule up near the head and bang, you're just getting those shots. It's fun. A lot of fun. So go check it out. Splitgate. I'm going to stop gushing about it now because I probably got to go play some Pokemon Unite matches too here. Which, man, like there's just now these so many fun games out right now to play. It's like I have Splitgate now that I'm all hyped on. I got my Pokemon Unite addiction that I have going on right now. You know, you look at all these games coming out this fall. It's like there's these other just fun games that I could just sit here and just keep playing over and over and over. It's kind of wild. But before we wrap it up here, let's talk a little bit about the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. I mean, we knew this was coming for years now, this hotel, the Star Wars Hotel. And we've all been dreaming about what could this be? You know, what kind of experience could you get on there? And they've teased a lot of it and talked about, you know, you're going to get basically 48 hours in the Star Wars world. You're going to immerse yourself in it. You're going to be able to, you know, dress up and basically LARP your way through some Star Wars stuff, if you want to say. You kind of check in, and that is exactly what it is. You check in, you know, you're gonna kind of live it. You can choose either be good or bad. There's dining within there, but we got our prices, my friends, and here we go. So if you're looking for a family of four, which they're considering that, three adults and one child, for your voyage, you're looking at $5,999, my friend. So $6,000, the cheapest one. So for just two guests, you get about a grand off. It's $4,809 to get in there, which I got to say, kind of what I expected, right? I don't think it's really much. I mean, I really thought, I remember kind of talking, kind of brainstorming. I was thinking it was going to be about $2,000 a person. You know, if you're looking at the four-person one, it's about $1,500 a person, which for me, I don't think is that bad. Is it a lot? Yes. Are we ever going to do it? Probably not. Like, first thing I said to my wife yesterday, I was like, book it, let's do it. She's like, no. So, you know, someday, like, this is something I was thinking, like, I could see down the line, like, as much as I would want, like, my kids and that would probably want to go, I could see this 5-6 years from now. My kids are older, like, you know, Chris, who I used to co-host the show with, like, Chris and I and maybe another friend or two, we all go in and just kind of make it like a guy's trip. You know, like hardcore Star Wars fans, you save up $1,500. Yeah, that's a lot just for two nights, but it gets you to Galaxy's Edge. You know, you get to take the shuttle down from the ship to Galaxy's Edge, all that. There's a lot included in this that I think would be super awesome for hardcore Star Wars fans. So someday I'll do this, but I don't think it'll be anytime soon. You know, we look at kind of what we spend for a week. I mean, our week trip in October that we still have planned right now, kind of unsure whether we're going now with the way the pandemic's running. We are only paying about $5,000 for that. And that's a week to Disney. That's like 6 days of the parks, you know, five nights in the hotel, like all that. And that's for all four of us. You know, that's kind of a, I don't know. I mean, for me as a Star Wars fan, I'm like, yes, include me in that. I'm ready to do it. Sign me up. But, you know, for the family, I don't know. You know, we'll see. I personally, you know, I would totally be down for this. Like, let's go. But, you know, my wife has a little bit of hesitation there to it, and rightfully so. So someday we'll go there. But it'll be a little while, I think, before we do that. And you know, of course, I kind of want to see how kind of let the team at Disney kind of work the kinks out and all that, you know, kind of figure out when things get opened up with up there and you know, kind of let them go through, you know, a little bit of learning curves, I guess, for the hotel, because there's going to be a lot of that there. But man, someday, God, I can't wait to do that someday. It sounds like it's going to be just freaking awesome. But all right, well, that's going to do it for me here today, guys. Remember, we got Bad Batch Friday tomorrow. We are getting close to the end of the season. What is going to happen here at the end? Who knows? We're going to have to wait and see. But other than that, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Marturke, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You can always email the show, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. Give me your thoughts on what I talked about here today. Did you play some Splitgate? Are you going on the Galactic Star Cruiser? Let me know. Please email me or hit me up on Twitter. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And we'll catch you next time.